Welcome to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierswicki, international best-selling author of the book Happy, Healthy, Fit, founder and owner of Solace Yoga Studio, Solace Yoga School, and Figure Fit, the worldwide online personal training program. I'm a single mom, Paleo Fit Score female champion for 2014. I am a self and soul love expert, entrepreneur at heart, a visionary and a futurist. I'm also a mentor. I am so grateful that you are here. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest or an inspirational tip that will help you break old patterns, find that inner motivation that will help you take action towards creating the life of your dreams. You didn't come here to play small and watch others live amazing lives. No, you are divine, my godly friend. The universe wants to shower you with an amazing life filled with happiness and soulful connections. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierswicki.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Inspiration Monday. Happy new week to you. All right guys, so this is our final week. Oh my, have you been doing this the whole time? Honestly, it's not something that you need to beat yourself up about if you haven't, but if you've been doing it here and there, great. If not, no worries. It's just something fun to do. I just wanted to do it just because. And here's another just because. So this one's cool, and this is week number 12 of the I Promise Myself series. This one is all about living life as if everything is rigged in your favor. Have you ever seen that Rumi quote? Rumi, the great poet. So Rumi's life was all about Rumi's struggles, and so we have now glorified Rumi's poetry in these. And people get tattoos of Rumi's, you know, trials and tribulations. These are things that he wrote down while he was being, he was kicked out of his country. And so he was literally just so depressed and just so in so much pain. So he was writing down his struggles and his epiphanies and his awakening moments and his inspiration to himself. And so one of the things he wrote was live life as if everything is rigged in your favor. And this is something that is just so powerful. And many, many books, many spiritual teachers, many motivational coaches have gone on to take this phrase and run with it and inspire other people with it. Now, in the series that we've been doing, the very last week, what we're going to be focusing on is something very similar to this. And here is exactly what the phrase is: to live in the faith that the whole world is on my side, so long as I am true to the best that is in me. And I really like this a lot because, you know, it's one of the things that I stand for. And I also know, and I speak about this in my international best-selling book, is that we are humans, we are souls living this human experience, and we have egos, we have a temperament, we have a personality, but we also have a higher self. And we can choose love in every moment, and we can choose attack as well. Attack makes our people right in front of us be somebody that's separated from us, but then our attack only hurts us. So when we recognize our unity and our oneness with our brothers and our sisters, and we realize that when we're hurting another person, we're actually attacking ourselves, we're making everybody feel bad. And so what if we started to see all of the things that were even hard for us as for us? You know, one of the things that I've been doing in my life is looking back at problems that I had but overcame. So when I'm in the middle of something, I have a new thing that I do. All right, I'm in the middle of something, it's hard. And what I've been doing is going, that's okay. I'm just skyrocketing myself to the end, to where this is fixed. It's not a problem. I'm happy. All is well. because everything always works out for us. If you really look at it, where you're sitting right now, sure, you may have gone through some things, but everything works out for you. In the end, you're always taken care of. You always have food to eat. You always are provided for. Everything is always taken care of. So why worry? So here we go. This is it. This is our last week to live in the faith that the whole world is on our side. That even if it's a struggle, even if it's a challenge, that it's for us. It's here to help us grow. And you know, I can use this every single day of my life. You know, nobody is perfect. We're all learning and growing and striving and struggling and choosing. And you know what? We just have to be reminded to choose the right thoughts, to choose to focus on love and goodness. And when we're not feeling so good, to go and do something different, to really shake up our bodies and our minds and change our physiological response so that we can be focused on something new. We can pour love into ourselves, into our mind, into our body by removing ourselves from tough situations and just going and breathing, going and doing something that's good for us, and remembering that we're good, remembering that the people around us are good. And that as long as we live to this truth that we have a higher self that wants to connect and wants to be unified with the people in front of us, then I really believe that this is going to be your reality when you just live in the faith that the whole world is on your side and you live to the truth, to the best in you, then everything is going to be good for you. I really, truly believe that. So once again, to live in the faith that the whole world is on my side, so long as I am true to the best that is in me. So when you align to your higher self, you're aligning to the best that is within you. And when you do that, the world is going to be on your side and the universe is definitely going to bless you magnificently. And this is what I talk about in the very beginning of my podcast intro, is that the universe wants to bless you. It wants to, but do you believe that? And this is our call to action. We have to believe it. We have to think as if. We have to live as if. We have to talk as if the universe is on our side and believe it. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining me on this 12-week experience. This was so amazing, and I can't wait to come back next week with another episode of Inspiration Monday. Not sure what it's going to be then, but we'll see when we get there. Until then, you guys, please feel free to share this with a friend, and also maybe to even tag a friend below if you have opened this on Facebook or on Instagram or anything like that. Just tag a friend. Please share this. And let's get the word out there about this special message. Until next time, guys, so much love to you. Have a great week. Thank you guys so much for spending your time with me today on the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I am incredibly grateful that you stopped by. If you could take just 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it and who can use it, I would be so incredibly grateful and honored, and I know that your friends will thank you too. Also, if you feel so moved, we would be incredibly grateful if you could go into iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Leave us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you need more of. It would really help us out on our journey to help thousands and thousands of people reconnect back to their soul, live a life of health and happiness, and to love the body that they are in. Until then, don't forget that you are so worth your own self-love, self-care, and investment in your body, your goals, and your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. Have a great day.